This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The filing of nominations for the second phase of assembly elections in Bihar is ending today. Out of a total of 243 seats, 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts will go to polls in this phase on the 11th of next month. So far, a total of 1,066 nomination papers have been filed by candidates from various political parties as well as independents for the second phase. Meanwhile, today is also the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the first phase of assembly elections. 121 constituencies spread over 18 districts will go to polls in the first phase on the 6th of November. According to information received from the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar, 1,375 nominations have been found valid for the first phase. They include 147 women and 1,248 men candidates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the extraordinary coordination among the three defence services together compelled Pakistan to surrender during Operation Sindoor. Keeping up his annual tradition of celebrating Diwali with the Indian Armed Forces, Mr. Modi celebrated the Festival of Lights with the Navy personnel on board INS Vikrant off the coast of Goa and Karwar today. Mr. Modi said the INS Vikrant, which is India's first indigenous aircraft carrier, reflects the capability of India's armed forces. He said the INS Vikrant is not merely a warship. It is a testament to the 21st century India's ingenuity, resolve and global influence. Mr. Modi said that INS Vikrant is a towering symbol of Atmanirbhar Bharat and Made in India.
Jis din desh ko swadeshi INS Vikrant mila tha, usi din Bharatiya Navsena ne gulami ke ek bade pratik chinh ka tyag kar diya tha. Hamari Navy ne छत्रपति शिवाजी महाराज की प्रेरणा से नया ध्वज अपनाया था. छत्रपति शिवाजी महाराज की हमारा INS विक्रांत आज आत्मनिर्भर भारत और मेड इन इंडिया का बहुत बड़ा प्रतीक है.
Prime Minister also lauded the valor and determination of security forces and said that it was due to that the nation has achieved a significant milestone by eliminating Maoist terrorism. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today visited the war room at the Railway Board in New Delhi. During the visit, he took stock of the passengers' movement during the festive season. Mr. Vaishnaw encouraged the staff morale for working 24 hours and extended his wishes to them on the occasion of Diwali. During the ongoing festive season, Indian Railways has made extensive arrangements to handle the rise in passenger demand. To ensure smooth travel during Puja, Diwali and Chhat, the Railways is operating over 12,000 special trains. Diwali, the Festival of Lights, is being celebrated across the country today with traditional fervour and gaiety. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and other public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, on the occasion. In a heartwarming display of cultural appreciation, diplomatic missions across New Delhi joined in the Diwali celebrations today, extending festive greetings to the people of India. Embassies from Finland, Israel, Austria, Brazil, Switzerland and the European Union and marked the occasion with joy and colour. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of Diwali. As many as 23 Indian crew members were rescued after a fire broke out on board the Cameroon-flagged LPG tanker MV Falcon following an explosion off the coast of Aden, Yemen. The incident took place yesterday when the ship was sailing about 113 nautical miles southeast of Aden on its way to Djibouti. Early reports suggest the explosion was accidental, but the exact cause is still being investigated. According to the European Union Naval Force Operation Aspides, 24 crew members had initially abandoned the vessel and 23 of them, all Indians, have been safely rescued. U.S. President Donald Trump says the ceasefire between Palestinian resistance movement Hamas and Israel is holding even as Israel continues its deadly strikes. Trump's comments came as Israel launched a new wave of airstrikes across the Gaza Strip today, killing at least 15 civilians, including a journalist, after an explosion killed two Israeli soldiers near Rafah. And in the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, Sri Lankan women were 148 for 4 in 28 overs against Bangladesh at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Mumbai when reports last came in. Earlier, Sri Lanka won the toss and opted to bat first. And with that, we end this news bulletin.